6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read that psalm in its entirety. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, and you note that very often when we come up, we will say, and the people of God said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, guess what? That's the subject of the message. And the people of God said hallelujah. Amen. I just feel good to be back preaching. Amen. I want to thank both Pastor Bridget and Pastor Daphne. In reverse order, Pastor Daphne and Pastor Bridget for the last two Sundays. And so I was sitting there getting itchy. Amen. Antsy. I need to preach. Hallelujah. And so the Lord said, tell the people of God to say hallelujah. But I want them to know why they are saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a Hebrew word meaning praise ye the Lord. Praise ye Jehovah. Praise 146 is an exhortation to trust in the Lord, who is and was Israel's king.
That's right.
But moreover, he is the father of our king.
That's right.
The Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Psalm 146 is the first of five hallelujah praises. Hallelujah psalms. They are all framed with hallelujahs. They begin with and they end in praise ye the Lord. Amen. Lesson one. All of our worship services should begin with and end in praise ye the Lord. Amen. We don't come to be entertained. We come to hear from heaven. We come with the expectation that God has a word for me. Amen. Amen. I don't know what he has for you, but I know that he has something for me. I am expecting him to speak to me. Amen. Whether I'm the one that's preaching. Amen. Or whether someone else is preaching, I'm still expecting a word. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing. And hearing. Faith does not come by having heard. There is a need to continuously remind us of what thus saith the Lord. Now to unpack this psalm, please allow me to use a journalistic approach. In journalism 101, you're taught that in every story, the first paragraph should contain the five W's.
Yeah.
And five W's. You got it?
Yeah.
I heard you. Amen. It's who, what, where, why, and when. Amen. Who, what, where, why, and when. Amen. Well, let's just look at it. Who? Well, obviously, it's every individual believer. Amen. Amen. You'll notice that in verses 1 and 2, we have first person singular. The psalmist says, while I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises. Amen. I might be sitting next to somebody who will not sing praises, who will not lift their hands, who, in fact, looking at their watch, wondering how long is that preacher going to preach. But I'm not concerned about that because I come to praise Him. And I know that if I praise Him, as my praises go up, blessings come down. And I don't know about you, but I'm standing in the need of a blessing. Amen. I need God to move in my life. Amen. Amen. In the New Living Translation, that verse, we praise the Lord. I tell myself. I don't need external promptings. You know, sometimes the preacher gets up and says, now you say amen. Amen. If you don't say amen, I'm going to say amen. Amen. If you don't say praise the Lord, I'm going to say praise the Lord. If it seems strange to you for me to say hallelujah, that's your problem. You deal with it. But I'm going to say hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. Why should I do that? Amen. I'm glad you asked. Because God is good. And His mercies are everlasting. Amen. Who? What? Well, what does the Lord require? The Lord wants from us, listen at this, unfettered praise. Amen. Praise that is not bogged down. You see, sometimes our praise gets bogged down because of where I am. Amen. You know, I'm with some folk who don't necessarily look like me, and so I'm afraid to say hallelujah because I don't want folk looking at me strange. But I don't care where I am. Amen. I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Unfettered praise. Amen. That's a praise that irrespective of who is with me, I'm still going to praise Him. Amen. I might be sitting on the pew with somebody that every time I wave my hands, they look at me. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look straight ahead and keep on waving my hands. Amen. It has to be unfettered praise. And then there are those that will find themselves in what I call the highbrow congregation. You know, that's where everybody's cultured. Refined and dignified. And we don't do that here. You know, it's kind of like the Sunday school lesson this morning. Amen. Amaziah says to Amos, amen, you got to go somewhere else. Amen. You're going back to Judah and prophesy. This is the king's chapel. Well, I like to tell folks, this is the Lord's house. And because I am the Lord's child, the Lord wants me to praise Him. Amen. Because I hear Him say, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And I don't know about you, but every now and then I just check it out. Oh yes, I'm still breathing. I'm going to praise Him. Amen. 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 In Psalm 103 verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Then he continues and he says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but when I start thinking about the goodness of the Lord, Amen, amen. I think about it. He woke me up this morning. Thank you, Lord. He started me on my way. Thank you, Lord. I was able to drive the toll road and you kept me safe. Thank you, Lord. Some of us, we want to look for the big things and we forget about all the benefits that he's doing day by day. Amen. You thought it was the alarm clock that woke you up. Can I correct that? Amen. It's the God that we serve that woke you up this morning. It's the God that we serve. Amen. It keeps us day by day. You know, for many, many years, I was in the corporate world and I used an alarm clock to make sure I was on time. But now that I am no longer in the corporate world, I'm in his world. Hallelujah. I trust him to wake me up on time. And you know what he does? Amen. He wakes me right up, right on time. Amen. I've got a time, and sometimes I will nap. You know, like you reach over and hit that snooze button. Well, sometimes I will do that with the Lord. I'll just doze off, and he just prompts me. Time to get up. And then you know what? I get up, and I'm able to, as I lie in bed, I can move a leg over and it hits the floor. And I begin to praise him. Thank you, Lord. You bless me one more time. Hallelujah. Well, let's see. We said who, what, where. Well, I'm glad you asked. Look at Psalm 150. Psalm 150 gives us, amen, an inkling of what the Lord is saying to us. He says, praise God in his sanctuary. Well, now, when I underline his sanctuary, I realize that it's all about him. Amen. As wonderful as these ladies sung, it really was all about him. They were lifting voices of praise to him because he's worthy of the praise. Amen, amen. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Amen. The New Living Translation says, praise God in his heavenly dwelling. Well, we know that he has a heavenly dwelling. Amen. If you don't know, just check with Brother Isaiah. Isaiah said, I looked into his heavenly dwelling and I saw him sitting on a throne. And he was high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Amen. Every now and then I want to remind you that's the way our God is. Amen. If your God is on your level, you're serving the wrong God. You need the God that's high and lifted up, whose train filled the temple. Now, somebody needs to lay hold to that because when the Holy Ghost comes in, he fills the house. The presence of the Lord is made aware to everybody. Amen. Even folk that don't know about him, well, I feel like preaching him, even those that don't know about him, when they see the move of the Holy Spirit, they know something is going on. The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, amen, when the Holy Spirit came as a mighty rushing wind and it set upon all those that were in attendance and they began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance, those that didn't understand said, these folk are drunk on new wine. But Brother Peter stood up and said, we're not drunk, as ye suppose, because this is just the third hour of the day. What Peter was saying was, the liquor stores are not open. But this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last days, can I tell you something, my brothers and sisters, we're living in the last days. We need to be getting ready to meet our master. Amen. There are all the signs that the Lord could come anytime. Amen. We used to say, well, these signs have not as yet been met. But do you know that the gospel is being preached to every creature? Amen. Then the end shall come. Amen. We sit here, look all placid and all knowing, and we fail to realize God has commissioned us to tell somebody about him who came to save us from our sins. Amen. When's the last time you told somebody about Jesus? Amen. You don't have to be intrusive. Just say, God is good. And he's good all the time. Amen. When we start thinking about Jesus, amen, as God bless you, amen, amen. When you sing like that, I love you. Amen. When you start telling Jesus, I love you. Amen. When's the last time you told Jesus you loved him?
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Do it. Go ahead. Do it. Jesus,
I love you.
Amen. Amen. We would not know how to love him except he first loved us. And he loved us when we were unlovable. Amen. When we were not getting better, he loved us. How much did he love us? I'm glad you asked. He loved us enough to go to a hill called Golgotha. But we'll get there. Amen, amen. Praise him. Praise him. Where? In the sanctuary. In the power of his dwelling. Praise him in his mighty heaven. In essence, praise him everywhere. Amen. When you're driving down 59, a.k.a. 69, amen, you ought to be able to say, Lord, thank you. Amen. You don't even have to be loud with it, because the folk just driving next to you might look over and think you're crazy. Amen. Just start just saying, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Just give him some praise. I will praise him with my whole heart. With every fiber of my being will I praise the Lord. And you know, when we start praising him in everything, amen, even when things are not going well with us, we still can praise him. You know, sometimes we deal with folk and you know, they get all uptight at somebody and they want to take it out on you. And sometimes, you know, folk do the Lord like that. Amen. They mad at the man who is in Washington. And I have to ask him, well, what has God done that's made you mad at him? Come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. You might be mad at that fella, but God has been good to you all of the time. And amen. And when somebody does something that is offensive to me, I start thinking about the goodness of the Lord. And then I think about what God said. He says, you know what you need to do? Forgive them. Amen, that despitefully use you. And it's so refreshing. Go ahead, Pastor. It is so refreshing when you can forgive somebody, amen, that has offended you. Amen, talked about you. You know, amen, you know, the haters of this world, they want to put your name out there. Amen, used to be that we were on the party line, but now we're on Facebook. Amen, Snapchat. We're telling all these folk about your business. Let me tell you something. When you're on Snapchat, tell them about the goodness of the Lord. Tell them that God is good, and he's good all the time. Amen, amen. I'm almost done. Who, what, where, why? Amen. Well, praise him for his mighty acts. And that's basically where we have in Psalm 146. Amen. We praise him because the God of Jacob is our helper. Amen. So I'm not dependent upon what Washington does, and I'm not dependent upon what Austin does. God is my helper. The psalmist said, God is my refuge and strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. When times get tough, call on the Lord. Amen. Is he able to help you? Well, the scripture tells us, he's the one who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that therein is. Now, if he can do all that, he can help you. Come on, talk to me, somebody. If he can stand in the middle of nothing and say, let there be, and everything that he said, let there be, is, and it continues to be, I know he can help me with my problem. Amen, amen. And then he protects the interest of the down and out. Amen. You know, you got some folk who are downtrodden, but then you got some folk who just down and out. Amen. But the Lord is able to keep that has been committed unto him. Look what it says in verse 9. The Lord preserveth strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. God knows how to take care of those that are his and those that will come to him. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Even in the text, look at it, says he heals. Amen. We praying for folk? Are you believing what you pray? Amen. God is able to do what he says he will do. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 8. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Amen. Even when folk hate you because you're living right. Amen. Don't worry about it. And can I tell you something? You know, when folk want to live right, that's when the haters get on, they really come on board. Amen. They can't stand you because you're trying to live right. And you know, they will use terms like, look at old so-and-so, they think they better than somebody else. No, you're just not doing what they do. And they don't like you because you're not doing what they do. And so to reduce you, they say, you think you something. Well, you know what I do when folk tell me, you think you something? I say, I am something. Amen. I'm created in the likeness and image of God. I am somebody. Amen. I didn't need Jesse to tell me I'm somebody. I knew in looking at the word. I'm somebody. Amen. Amen. He labored and then breathed into my nostrils the breath of life. I'm somebody. Amen. I'm in the image of God. I have the capacity to think like God thinks. I can speak like God speaks. Amen. I can create things. I can speak creatively. Somebody said, now you have got four. No, I just read the scripture. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. The reason some of us don't have, because we don't say anything. If you start opening up your mouth, you start talking to God. Amen. Quit complaining, quit whining, and start thanking him. Lord, thank you. Amen. When you realize that I can speak my children into being what God has ordained for them to be. You hold them up and say, Lord, thank you for this precious gift you gave to me. And now I'm giving them back to you because you're able to keep that that's committed against that day. When you start speaking over them, amen, God will do what you said. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it's God. It's God. Amen. And in the text, it's God who vindicates. Amen. It's God who vindicates. Which, look at verse 7. Which executeth judgment for the oppressed. Which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord vindicates us. That, you see, when you're down and out, folk always want to tell you, you don't have any faith. You know, the new faith ministry, amen, you got to be rich to have faith. Now, you might not have two dimes to rub together, but I still have faith that the God that I serve is greater than the devil that's in this world. Amen, amen. I thank him that while I was yet a sinner, he saved me. And when he saved me, he put me in the will. God says, I want you to have something in the here and now. You know, we like to talk about in the sweet by and by. Well, I want something now, in the now and now. Yeah. Amen. And God will do that. God will give you something here. Come on, what kind of God would that be? That the only thing you're going to have is after you leave here? Why do I praise him? Because I have hitched my eternal existence to the one who will reign forever. Amen. Do you know that people come and go? When I was born, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president. President Roosevelt came with the, Then Truman came with the fair deal. But Every president since then has tried to put their own mark on things. And the one we have now is trying to eradicate the one that was before him. But it doesn't matter, because my hope, my faith is not in who's in Washington. My faith is firmly locked on Jesus Christ. Amen. He was able to keep you from stumbling. I don't want to go there. Amen. My eternal existence, amen, is hitched to the one who is going to reign forever. My point for talking about presidents, they come and go. Amen. Senators come and go. Congressmen come and go. Amen. Governors come and go. But Jesus is from everlasting to everlasting. And he's all points in between. Amen. I can trust him because he knows what he's doing. And then I got to close that. We got to close with when shall I say hallelujah? Well, that's very simple. But look at verse 2. While I live, hallelujah, while I live, will I praise the Lord. Amen. The psalmist says in Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't know about you, but I'm going to praise him all the time. And I'm going to praise him wherever I am. Are y'all thinking with me? Amen, amen. The psalmist put it so that when we think about when we come to church, amen, whether you own the musical instrument or not, amen, I'm going to praise him Psalm 150 with the trumpet. I'm going to serve and praise him with the tambourine. I'm going to praise him with the strings instrument. I might not have any of those instruments, but I've got a voice that I can call my instrument. I can say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In these uncertain times, these troubling times, I want us to know that we serve a God who is faithful and loves us with an everlasting love. Can I go ahead and preach for just a couple of minutes? I want us to know that the God that we serve, amen, he deserves our best praise. Why does he deserve our best praise? Because he gave the best that he had. And I got a witness here. While we were yet sinners, he gave the best that heaven had. Come on, talk to me. And I got a witness. The Bible said he gave him who sat next to him. Now I can hear him who sat next to God says, sacrifices you don't want, but create me a body. I'll go down and redeem man. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad they gave him a body. Just like we have. We would get tired on this journey. And because Jesus got tired, he understands how it is to be tired. You see, if he never was tired, he wouldn't know how to relate to us. But because he was hungry, he knows how to relate to folk that's hungry. And that's why David could say, been young, I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. God will take care of those that are weak. Oh, Lord, give me the strength of your name. Give me the lamps for the light. If God be for you, who can be against you? I don't know about you, but I'm glad to say that the heavens and the earth might pass away, but not a jot or tittle of the word of God is going to pass away. But if that be the case, when you put my name, Sister Margie Odom, his lamb's book of life, I don't care what comes, my name will stay in the lamb's book of life. One of these old days, I'm going to hear him say, sir, well done. Not because of all that I've done, but I've been faithful to the one that called me. Have I got a witness here? It's not for show, but not for entertainment. But the truth is, you need to hear the truth, for the truth will set you free. Somebody in this room needs to hear the truth. You
need to know that you're not living right. And God says you can change. He loves you right where you are, but he loves you too much to leave you there. He wants you where he is. I don't know about you, but when this life is over, I'm going to be with the Lord. At the right hand of the God, he got up, stepped through 42 generations, on the virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and the Bible said he didn't stay there, but he went about doing good, open up blind eyes, put away stammering tongue, open up deaf ears, but the thing that he did the most, it was on the Friday.
He's coming back. He's coming back. My question.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Praise ye the Lord. The old folks said, I'm trying to quit. The old folks said, he's bread when you're hungry. He's water in dry places. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. I stopped by to tell you, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Praise ye Jehovah. Hallelujah. When you come in the house, praise him. As you walk out of the door, praise him. When you get in your car, praise him. When you drive down the road, praise him. When you get to the restaurant, you got one of those big old steaks like I had on yesterday. Praise him. Praise him. Got folk now that are so cute, so cultured, so dignified, you can't praise it. But let a country boy tell you how to praise it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise.